You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
SiriusXM.
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Glamour, all my hammer manners, Hermes, Hickey Chip, wiping all brain matter, cocaine fister, cruise through the city with a pity crap, Fendi jumpers, you blow bang, cracker dabs, true duffel filled with white, what a spring day, Tony Shop, I hit some couple stores ASAP, most luxurious, check the resume, devastated win, Versace got his brains blew out, I dropped a 10, so dope, oh yeah, took a stack. Rick Owens, shoot your mammy house if you wasn't in West. 10 chains on all roads going. Back to back lamb trucks, more zigging out. The Sealmatic meets purple tape. Gym star on a Mikasa plate. Elephant drum flipping from a block away. Balenciaga kicks jumping over fence. Baking soda mix. So much fist scared with rough skin. Snake skin or Instagram on you now. Shells of rain, Burberry brick, waterproof from the pain, slain.
Shooting up dope, Louis belt wrapped around my arm, analyzing the rush, hope I don't overdose. Even Marcus, a dope man's paradise, blood-colored Enzo speeding through hell. Product
the back on the Lance J Radio Network. Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Sports Talk, and Entertainment Excellence. Short segment. My cousin, the lovely and brilliant Megan McGlover, is going to come in and chop it up with us. But I just want to put a PSA out there, kind of doubling down on last segment. Ohio State fans, we don't care about your excuses, man. So I know that there's a lot of Michigan hatred. There's a narrative that because Michigan beat Ohio State, that this national championship is irrelevant. There's an asterisk by it. And I'm going to be honest, we don't care. Michigan, you could hold on to your championship from last year. Michigan was 15-0. I've seen, well, last year's Michigan team would beat this year's Ohio State team. I don't care. I even saw some LSU people get, well, LSU had the best team of all time. I don't care. Ohio State fans don't care. I just know that Ohio State has won 3 national championships in the modern era. That's since the BCS started. That's the last, 23 years. Ohio State's won 3 national championships in 23 years and had 3 runner-ups in 23 years. So we've been to the national championship 6 times and split. If you're an NFL team, if you're a Ravens fan, Lamar is trying to get to 1 Super Bowl. If you're an NFL fan and your team's been to 6 Super Bowls in the last 23 years and won 3, you're a very, very happy fan base. So I'm not going to compare myself to Michigan or LSU or teams from the past or the 2000 Hurricanes or the Tommy Frazier Nebraska Cornhuskers or the Brian Bosworth Sooners. I don't care. I don't speak for the whole fan base. I don't think Ohio State fans care. We get it. Michigan owns us. We're the national championships. And during that game with Scum, we're Central Ohio Community College. I'm not mad at it. I don't care. But a national championship is a national championship. Ohio State has 9 of them. How much does your team have? Whether a team has been great for 50 consecutive years. Because even Alabama had a rough patch. We remember Don Shula's son and Dennis Francione. LSU is having a rough patch with Brian Kelly. Notre Dame hasn't won a championship since Lou Holtz was 40. And he's like 107. There is no program in the country that stands where Ohio State stands, except for Alabama, who's won more titles. But Ohio State is the only program in the United States of America that's been good for 50 consecutive years. You can set your watch to Ohio State. They're going to win 10 games every year. They're going to come out next year. They're going to win 10 or 11 games. They play Texas. I'll be at that game to start with Arch Manning. If they beat Texas, they'll be number one in the country. They'll be pushing towards another look at the national championship, especially if Quinshon comes back. I know they're going to lose a lot of people. But they got JJ coming back. They got Caleb Downs coming back. If they can pay Quinshon, they probably pay him more than he'll make in NFL. Ohio State will be right back in the national championship mix. And we just don't care about the SEC fans and the complaining. Oh, it's a $20 million roster. Hey, have more money, Alabama. Have more money, Georgia. I can't help it if your base is poor and you can't raise enough money to buy a championship. You think the Dodgers care if someone says that they bought a championship? You think the Yankees care? Because that's what Ohio State's going to be in the NIL era. That's what Texas is going to be. That's what Oregon's going to be. They're going to be the Yankees. They're going to be the Dodgers. They have more money to play with. They want it more. It means more. It matters more. And I just laugh and scoff of the Auburns of the world and the Tennessees of the world that think that they're a peer to Ohio State. Ohio State won the first 14 playoff and the first 12-team playoff. They're cemented, goated, all-time greatness and excellence, and I'm here for it. I'm telling you, next year, Texas and Ohio State, that's probably your natty again. And don't be shocked if Ohio State wins back-to-back. Don't be shocked if they win 3 out of 4, because in the era of NIL, the Nick Sabans of the world, the Kirby Smarts of the world, you can't stockpile all of these players. You got to pay them. And nobody has that fan base. Nobody has that moolah, the ends, the guap, like the Ohio State University. HR Voices.
Downs lets it take a bounce, picks it up at the 21, spins out of traffic, up the sideline, with room. Here he gallops, cuts it back, Downs, the Alabama transfer, here at Ohio State, touchdown, world famous.
You are listening to the Lance J. Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain.
Social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital.
Putting our health in our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
James Lewis.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Someone needs to customize and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Wait, there's an elevator?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.